Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon. Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the canyon
is called Mind the Canyon. Sure, I said Mind the Canyon.
Hi, welcome to our Mind Ditch.
That's our short form Mind Canyon.
Yeah, today we're talking about real people. In Real People, we speak to real people. It's Christmas. And as part of Christmas, you know, the one thing that we all look forward to, or the thing that was sold to us, is the concept of joy. We put out a call on our Bebo homepage saying, would you call in and talk to us and tell us your stories of when you've had the most joy? Are we ever going to get the actual recording of that, or are you just going to sing it? We've got time for one.
Okay, because I've got quite a few.
Just pick the best.
Okay. Oh, now you put me on the spot. I didn't know I'd have to whittle down my list at all. I'm kind of hoping I could go through all of the things that brought me joy. If I say them really quickly, would that be something?
Yeah, sure. I'll just go through it. We'll cut the best one in.
Okay. White bread, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Succulents, I like succulents.
Succulents.
Sorry, can you join to rock? Because I've got to get through this list of things. The Bare Naked Ladies.
The band or Bare Naked Ladies?
No, the band, the Bare Naked Ladies. Bare Naked Ladies.
The band or actual
Bare Naked Ladies. Right. Oh, I can't read my own handwriting there. The Sun, that's right. The Sun.
The newspaper or the actual Sun?
The newspaper. The Sun.
The Sun, the newspaper or the actual Sun?
The actual Sun.
Right.
The Sun.
The newspaper, the actual Sun, or your child?
My child, yeah. The Sun.
The Sun newspaper, the actual Sun, your Sun, or someone called Sun?
Yeah, that's right. The Tottenham striker, Sun Heung-min. The Sun.
Did you say the Sun or the Somme?
No, the Sun.
So do you mean the Sun?
Yeah.
Do you mean the newspaper, the Sun? Do you mean the actual Sun? Do you mean your son? Do you mean the striker, Heung-min? Or do you mean the shortening of the name Sonny from Sonny and Bono?
That's right, Sonny and Bono, who I like to call the Sun. The Sun.
Do you mean the actual Sun? Do you mean the newspaper, the Sun? Do you mean your son, the Sun? Do you mean the footballer, the Sun? Do you mean Sonny from Sonny and Bono? Or do you mean... Or do you mean the Son of God?
Yes, I mean the Son of God, Jesus, who looks after us all. Oh, and also Starbars.
The coffee chain?
No, the peanut-based chocolate bar. I do like Starbucks, though.
The chocolate bar?
No, the interstellar money that you use.
My story starts a couple of weeks back. Me and my wife, we were heading down to the park just to have a bit of a walk, you know, to take the dogs out, you know. When we got there, somebody walked up to us and said, "Don't I know you?" And I was like,
"Yeah, you got one of those faces."
Yeah, I was like, I always get it, you know, like,
yeah.
He looks me dead in the eye.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Gary."
Yep.
And like, "My name is Gary."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, "Gary." Yeah. And I'm like, looking at the fella, I'm thinking, who's this? Who the fuck's this? And he's like, "Gary Kempton." And I'm like, fucking hell, that's my last name.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, he's like, "Gary Kempton, I'm arresting you on suspicion of punching a duck."
Hi, you're through to Mind Ditch.
Hello, Mind Ditch, big fan show, first time caller.
Hi, hello, what's your name?
Jared.
Hi, Jared. Thanks for calling in with your story of joy.
No, happy to do it. I, the other day, came home and I thought that I'd eaten all of my Greek-style natural yoghurt, and I was concerned because I like to have that every evening.
Just going to stop you there. This was a section on joy. That sounds like a really sad story.
Oh, no. It's a story of redemption in many ways. So
okay, sorry. I came in too early.
I was coming home from work and there was snow outside, and I was worried about the yoghurt not being there because I thought, I'm not going to have a nice thing. And as I was driving home, The car slipped on a bit of black ice and it tumbled down into a ditch and I was knocked out and I came to about an hour later. Right, you keep saying, it's quite off-putting.
Yeah, it's just, again, I'll be honest, it sounds like a tragedy.
No, again, the story's going to get good in a minute, okay?
You know what I've realised? I need to shut up.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Jared.
That's all right. So, anyway, I was knocked out for about an hour. When I came to, I struggled out, cutting my hand on the glass. Blood was going everywhere and that. And I got out of the... Sorry, you just squeaked a little there. So, I got out of the car. On the way home, I finally, after a two-hour walk, got back to my front door. My dog was lying. He'd obviously got out, and he was just shaking and shivering, and then he let out a yelp and died in front of my very eyes. I got inside, and my wife was crying.
Right, honestly, I can't see any way this can get positive.
Okay, can I just finish, please?
Well, look, so can far, a dog's died, you've been in a car accident. What part of this brings you joy?
There was some yogurt left.
Thanks so much to everyone for calling in.
Really great calls.
Yeah, great calls. And obviously, if you do need to call us, our number is 743. So just call us on 743. We'll pick up and we'll chat.
We should probably give you the code before 743, which is O.
Oh, and the password.
Yes.
Which is stalagmite.
Yes.
Spelt with two L's.
Two L's, and the I is a one.
Our full, proper episodes will be back soon, so stay tuned for that. And by stay tuned, I mean stay subscribed.
Yeah, I mean, don't keep listening to dead air.
No, but we'll leave some dead air now, should you want it. Bye.
Bye.
Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon.
Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the Canyon.
Please, Mind the Canyon.
So I said,
Mind the Canyon.